Hello again. Welcome to our program. We're here with a little strength for today and hope for tomorrow. Hebrews 4:1 was the first verse we looked at. Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. It's talking about having that peace that passes understanding. We can have that. It's ours, but we can come short of it, as they did in the wilderness and wandered there for 40 years instead of crossing over into the promised land. And the promised land is not what we sing about being heaven. The promised land, the first thing they did when they go in there is fight the battle of Jericho and a whole lot of other battles. There's no battles in heaven. It's talking about having the victorious Christian life on earth. And he says here, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, that peace that passes understanding, any of you should seem to come short of it. The second verse we looked at was, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. That is the example of Israel in the wilderness. That word labor we've seen here before has been translated study, where we read study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to enter into that rest. Figure out how to do it. It's in the word of God. We spend more time doing that instead of doing things we think are important. We'd have that peace that passes understanding. The third verse we have here, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. The simple definition of that word grace is the desire and the ability to do God's will. Some people have the desire and no ability. Some people have the ability and no desire. But one thing we're going to know for sure here is that we need to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. We're not going to do it because we simply make a resolution to do it. We need the grace. We need God to help us in this day and age in which we are living. Then in Hebrews 6:1, we read, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. Now, that word doesn't mean perfect in the sense that we're not going to sin. The Bible says, he that saith he has no sin deceiveth himself, and the truth is not in him. It's talking about going on to completion, to get everything that God has for us in this world in which we are living. And then Hebrews 10:22, let us draw near with a true heart of full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with the pure water. It's talking about washing of water by the word. Let us draw near. We're going to be near to the Lord or we're not. It is our choice. And so then today we're looking at Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. The profession is a declaration of what we believe. And this word faith, it actually means what we believe. About 245 times the word faith is in the Bible, and the only time, well, only about five times it's talking about trusting the Lord. What it's talking about here, let us hold fast the profession of what we believe. We need to make a declaration of what we believe without wavering. The dictionary says wavering is undecided between two opinions or courses of actions. What we need to do is figure out where we stand and then let everybody know. Jesus said in Luke 18, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Will he find anybody declaring what they believe? Today we're living in this Laodicean age where neither hot nor cold. What that word means, lukewarm, it means room temperature. I'll just take the temperature of the room and I'll go along with whatever's going on in the room. No, what we need to do is let us hold fast the declaration of what we believe, not being undecided between two courses of action, and standing up for the cause of Jesus Christ. The hymn writer has said, "Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb, and shall I fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name?" Sing along with this message and song.
Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb, and shall I fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name? Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas? Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? In this vile world, a friend of grace to help me on to God. Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by Thy.